Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream. This is life on the field, beyond 100 yards. A hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The six-ring cane show. The Six Ring Kane Show. Yeah, yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Speaking of running backs, I'm segueing the crap out of stuff today, huh?
You're on your game, Jess.
I'm telling you, right? I mean, this guy has a great name, first of all. Once you pop, you can't stop, right?
Yeah, you can't stop.
Gerard, I had to. I'm sure he gets that all the time. Gerard Pringle is, look, talk about getting kids from the right schools. Yeah. Miami has not gotten a kid from Sefner Armwood, okay? Since like 1978. I don't know the date.
Never. I don't remember one.
It was one guy. They mentioned it was one guy, but like
no,
like
no. I remember when this was back in, this is like 20 years ago or so.
Yeah, yeah. It's some guy named Kelly, I think it was. I don't know, something like that. Anyways, we're talking about a prestigious high school football program in Armwood.
Yeah.
And Miami hasn't gone in there and grabbed the guy, and they finally got their guy in. He's a stud, a four-star prospect running back, Gerard Pringle, you know, a solid kid already. He's the sixth, I think he's the sixth fastest kid in the 100 meters in the state of Florida, running like a 10.56. Everybody else on that thing is just pure track guys.
Yeah. Okay.
You're talking about
Chris Johnson will leave his ass in the dust, but that's okay.
Hey, he might, but a 10.56 running back at 5'10.
Oh, yeah.
185 pounds. He's a
solid. Who was a receiver as a ninth and 10th grader? He started out as a receiver. I got a picture of him at 7-on-7 at USF, and he played a lot of receiver when he first got there.
And, by the way, Chris Johnson will leave a lot of people in the dust.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But if you watch him, he not only is a great line from scrimmage runner, but he catches the ball out of the backfield. Reminds me of Lamar Miller in the fact that he'll get out there, use some speed, and also get in a wheel route situation, and he's going to be lethal like that too. So, yeah.
I'm excited to see him. He's a talented running back. Max says that don't be surprised if we take a running back in the portal.
Okay.
That's interesting. And look, I mean, you might get a guy.
Never run out of them.
No, and you might have to get a guy like you said, a solid veteran experience guy. For look, the truth is Mark Fletcher is the truth. He's a badass, but he's gotten hurt a couple times.
Yeah,
so you need AJ Allen's kind of banged up a little bit all the time. Cervante Citizen has missed 2 years because of injury.
Yeah.
You need
Yeah, that's there. I agree.
I'm open to getting a veteran.
I am there. Too. That's
running back is a position where injuries can definitely accumulate quickly early in the season a lot. So absolutely. It's important to get
just those nagging injuries turn into something better and boom. Yep. Before you know it, they got two guys. And no, I agree with you 100%. And
that's just it makes sense. By the way, Flo's comparison to his comp for Gerard Pringle is Raheem Mostert.
He won't run as hard as Mostert. Mostert's a hard runner.
He's fast too. I mean, well, so is
Pringle. I'm just saying, as far as hard running, you know, Mostert's a little bit bigger.
Where did Mostert go to college again? Well, I think it was a Big Ten program. Oh, Toledo, right? Did he go to Toledo? No, he didn't go to Toledo. Anyways.
Someone will pop it in there.
Yeah, someone will pop it. Look, I really don't care, you know, what the
cost. Yeah, whatever it is, it is.
Purdue, there you go, Yeah, yeah, it was a Midwest school. Look, I just want guys that are going to come in here, run hard, be productive, whether they're guys that are pure speed or if they're power guys or a little bit of both.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm excited to see that running back room. As good as it is and as loaded as it is, you know, there's some guys there that are a little injury prone, so you definitely need some more bodies in there and some I just wonder who they would go after at running back. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of kids that are going to pop out into the transfer portal now after the spring anyways. So Miami is going to be in the running for a lot of really good prospects. There's still some guys that are out there right now that haven't found a spot yet, and I think are still looking and negotiating their options. So we'll see what happens in the transfer portal. I'm excited to see what's going on there as well. I know there's some other guys, Blue, that you saw this weekend. Dallas Wilson, who's the other? There was another wide receiver that was there, another big time prospect.
The offensive lineman for Jersey had a kid from
Jalen Matthews, right?
Matthews. They had the kid from California, big kid, who everybody was kind of sucking up to. I forgot his name.
Oh, we got to give props to Martin. This is our guy right here, Vish. Martin, good morning, gentlemen. Woke up at 2:30 a.m. to watch you guys from Botswana. This football team will be – the baseball team will be the death of us. Man. Forget about the football team, the baseball team. But, Martin, we appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much for getting up.
2:30 a.m. I wouldn't even watch me at 2:30 a.m.
I try, man. I can't do it. So we appreciate it, Martin. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate the love.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking about, Blue? Who's the guy that's
– California.
California kid. I read a whole bunch of stuff this weekend, and I totally forgot.
Because I kept walking around looking at name tags of kids.
Yeah.
Because it's awfully tough if you don't see them every day.
Jennings, a kid named Jennings.
You know, because even kids here will come up to me and goes, hey, you don't know who I am. I go, you know what? If you tell me who you are, I'll tell you what you ate for breakfast. You know, I mean, seeing the kids, you don't, you know, I usually see them with a helmet on and stuff like that. So it's really tough for me. But there was a lot of kids. I was looking at their name tags and stuff. They, you know, they've got some, you know, over the next club, like tomorrow, they got a couple of really good kids coming up. And I'm going to try to make it back down Saturday.
Okay. Okay. And April 13th is
the spring game.
You know what's stupid about – I'm going to talk about this right now because I'm a little pissed off about –
what, you got rejected for a press pass?
No, not yet. But listen, hey, you never know.
I'm preparing you.
It's still early. by the way, Braden Locke took first team reps in the team's first spring practice over at Wisconsin. So, I can't remember his name either, but I know there's a kid named Jennings also.
Well, they had the other tight end too. That really good tight end there that was there too. Not the kid from Indiana, but the kid from Ohio. The guy's like, he's a beast. I think he's committed to Ohio State.
I know there's a kid, Nathaniel Marshall, right?
Another kid that I saw walking by, and I think it was his mom. I talked to his mom a little bit, you know, and a lot of these kids were, like, some of the parents were disappointed because it came from like the Midwest and they had to be inside.
I know, right? Instead of getting kind of
banking on being outside, you know, but you know, what else can you say? You know, you have a program where, you know, that's on the build and, you know, you just look up in the rafters and see all those names, you know, like all the big time names that have played there that a lot of the parents remember. And I think that helps out too, you know, I mean, and having the facilities. And when they get a start on that new facility that has been proposed,
you know, it's Coral Gables, man. So it's taking forever from that. Oh, Chris Ewald.
Right? Oh yeah. Chris was there.
Ben Hanks was there.
Let me tell you something. I think Chris Ewald has turned into the best defensive back in the state.
Wow.
I elevated him to my number 8 spot overall. He got bigger, and Benny Hanks was there. Yeah, he was there too.
Those are two big time prospects.
Let me tell you, Chris Ewald, remember when he first got offered by Michigan as a 9th, 10th grader, he's only 5'8" or 5'9". He was smallish. Jesus.
Where's he at right now?
Yeah. He's got to be close to 5'11".
Awesome. That's what I want to hear right there.
Yeah, he got a lot bigger. And I saw him, I'll tell you another one. They got to, you know, I know it's a 26, but they got to go after Minka Fitzpatrick's brother. Holy.
Oh, Christ. Yes. He's over at St. Thomas as well, right?
Yeah, he's a monster ass kid. He grew a lot too. A lot of these kids, that's the thing. They grow. And, you know, and then like at the Under Armour, when I saw them and you're standing next to them and you go, damn, he got bigger. That's why I saw Chris Ewald tonight. First, I had to check the number in my, you know, on my sheet. And I go, damn, that's him. He got bigger. But
Jamie French, Blue. That's
Jamie French. I don't know, though.
Former Alabama commit.
Well, the only thing that'll keep him, you know, I mean, he's being pursued by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I know Florida's probably putting a collective together for him. But yeah, Miami's got a good shot. I mean, if they show up there and they look like they have a good time, you know, hanging out with the guys and, you know, I mean, if they're hanging out with the guys and having a good time, you know how it is, because that's how a lot of these 7-on-7 tournaments that you see a lot of kids come back and they transfer, because they hang out and, you know, and they go, hey dude, man, if you went to my school, we could be doing this all the time. And next thing you know, they're at the school.
Right.
Because, you know, those 7-on-7s they're supervised, but they're not supervised. You know, these kids stay out till like 3 a.m. or stay up till 4 a.m, you know, checking out videos and watching movies and, you know, they're hanging out.
Bonding. They're bonding.
Yeah. Looking at the ladies. And then all of a sudden the guy goes, oh, this is sweet. He goes, yeah, but you could do this all the time if you hang out with us.
What are you talking about?
Go to our school.
They don't do that. They're strictly about football there. Okay. They're going to sit there. They're going to sit and watch film the whole time.
I remember my days of football camp. We had a good time. I'll just say that.
We got a question here from D Briz on Hellcat. What do you think of Hellcat?
I like him.
Blue looks good.
I like him. Yeah, no, I do. I think by him coming in early was so huge because of the fact that, you know, when he was at Sal Broward, he kind of did everything. Right. And now they're kind of like, you know, seeing what he could do. He catches the ball real well. He's great in space. And he's very fast. So, yeah, Miami recruited a lot of speed. And, you know, I mean, if they run those, like those, usually at a lot of those teams.
Rounds and all that.
Yeah, they do that. I like him. You know, he's got, obviously, like any 18-year-old freshman, he's got a lot of learning to do. But, you know, he's got the capacity. I thought somewhere down the line that maybe he was a bit overrated. But then I watched and I said, well, you know, they got him doing too much. They had him playing safety. They had him on returns. And, you know, now he's just going to be able to settle in and play the position.
Right.
And, but he's versatile. And that's the one thing that you could say about Miami's backs. They're all really versatile in the fact that they can catch the ball. And that's where Pringle comes in. Like I said, I got a picture of him from the USF camp 3 years ago when he was a freshman and he was playing receiver. And I got a picture of him. And you could, you know, one of the coaches said to me, goes, that kid right there is going to be really special. So they're right. Him and the dude from Blountstown, the big lineman, James Jones, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they.
Yeah. You know what? These guys know, you know, when you're around these kids, that's why I always say, I don't listen to another parent or somebody else tell me the kid's good. But if a coach who's around him every day tells me, you know, you got to believe that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I agree. I'm with you. And we got another question from a Melissa. I'm not sure who she is, but she's talking about Vicious hat and hoodie combo. I mean, first of all, the hat, you know.
Only she would comment on that.
Course, I mean, about the hoodie. It's a good combo.
It is a good combo. The hat is on point. I am a fan of that hoodie, though.
The hoodie is cool.
Does look pretty cool.
It's necessary. It's cold here.
It is right. I can't wear a hoodie right now.
I'm not going to do what I'm.
84 degrees here.
You can see mine and Jazz's fans going pretty good. So you know,
I'm not going to resort to what the baseball players were doing this weekend, which is taking like the neck thing and pulling it over the top of their head. I'm like, dude,
it is miserable here right now.
I'll tell you what though. I'll tell you.
How cold is it up there, Vish? Like 40s?
30s here. I'm sure it's colder than DJs.
Yeah. 30s, high of like 45 today. Like, it's cold.
Snippy, man. When is it going to change?
We had our winter.
It was. It was 2 weeks ago. It was in the 70s. Yeah. And then they came back. What a disappointment. I'm like, wait, why?
That's what they say.
Two weeks ago, you were down here, though.
No, when Matt was here, Matt shows up for the ACC tournament. It was like 70 degrees every day. And then he leaves and like back to cold.
Oh, man. What a bad one. All right. Well, yeah, guys, I'll get him back. You'll get it. It'll start warm. It's got to, right? At some point. So, yeah, eventually. But not yet. Oh, man.
We'll let you know.
Thanks.
Denver, if you remember that one year, I think in the second week of the Rockies, it snowed. Like in May. I mean, like in April, second week of April.
I remember a White Sox game that I saw in mid-April that was raining, that was snowing as well. So in Chicago, so I can get it. I can see that. What do we got here, Mr. Bluestein?
I kind of covered that. I said maybe a secondary.
Oh yeah. Either.
The secondary probably needs a little bit more depth. I think receivers. You know, I mean, you got a bunch of them, but is anybody going to go in there and, you know, take over? And we had that run there for, you know, with Rambo and then what's his name the year before I was playing with the Vikings.
I think you'll see them go get one in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, listen.
KJ Osborne?
Who?
Yeah,
Osborne. So you had the streak of those two guys 2 years in a row or two out of 3 years. And you see, if you could come up with somebody like that, all bets are off.
Yeah,
but who is going to be? You know, right. I mean, everybody's looking for the same thing as you are, and you know, even as we speak, I'm sure Ohio State's not looking for a receiver, perhaps. Boy, I'll tell you what, the things they're saying about Jeremiah up there, even Brandon Innes said it. He goes, "Kid's just a whole different level. It's just like an NFL guy coming in to play now."
He's going to get some significant playing time there. That's for sure. Man, well, Brandon Innes, I mean, look, they lost Coach Alford. They all should just come down here anyways. But no. Well, we've still got a lot of spring practice to cover. I'm sure we will see. Robbie, we covered that a little earlier on a quarterback, so make sure you check it out.
He's got major arm strength there, Robbie, I'll tell you.
Make sure you check that out.
Poffenbarger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got major arm strength. He really looks good, though.
Yes, it is the best quarterback role we've had in a long time. Yep, yeah. Melissa's
playing Captain Obvious tonight. So
last time she compliments Blue.
I know, right? Jeez. That's what I was going to say about the spring game. I got an email saying here, reserve your spring game tickets for your season ticket holders. Right,
$5,000.
No. And then I go to reserve and it says it's sold out. So why even send me an email?
Ooh, that's tough. Jazz. Well,
they're playing at a Cobb. So we're going to have to figure something out there.
Like you said, boosters and money people are going to be the only ones that are going to be there. So
That's ridiculous.
And parking's going to be nuts.
Vish, I don't know if you got that email or not.
You know when it come to me. It's on my...
That's right.
All that crap's in my sister's account, so we get the employee discount.
That's right. Yeah, well, I got it, and as soon as I got it, I go to click on to do it, and it says, nope, they're sold out. What the hell is the point of sending it to me? But anyways, we'll figure it out.
You should really get credentialed, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Did they open up the parking garage? I never remember if they did.
I don't know what the hell's gonna happen, but that day should be it should be interesting. We'll see what happens. Anyways,
it's not the same date as a baseball 13th. Game.
The all 13th. Of them are the 13th.
Yeah,
about to do some every single one of the ones are 13th because they got to be ready for the 15th. They use the 14th as the day that they sit in front of the cameras and say, hey, he's gone. And then the portal opens up on the 15th.
Gotcha.
All right. At least the baseball team is on the road that weekend. So not also trying to cram them on campus.
How about FSU? They sucked so bad last year. Now, who are they playing, though?
Yeah, no, I think did they get swept by Clemson? I know they lost the series.
Two out of three.
It was two out of three. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got a.
Yeah, they played Maine and Community College of Rainier Village.
Yeah, their ACC start was easier than, you know, they got a little bit easier. Off to an
damn.
Well, we'll see. We're going up there in April, so.
I've seen Cole McConaughey I think he was there. Yeah, he was there. Good-looking kid. Kind of tough to, you know, again, it's tough to really know until they get in practice and start getting in and, you know, hitting a little bit. But I was looking forward to the spring for this reason, to see a lot of these kids. And tell you what, though, you got to be impressed with Elijah Lofton.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him. Oh, Cole McConaughey. Yeah, that's another kid that I talked about a while ago.
Yeah, from Alabama.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good ball player too, so.
Well, he's played a tough schedule. I looked back, and they play a tough schedule.
Yeah, they don't mess around. So good for him. Wednesday we got buckets. Tomorrow we've got Formula One. Formula One's been kind of crazy, especially after this past
week. I'm sure you enjoyed that.
I did. But it's almost bittersweet at this point. So,
hey man, last lap, George Russell came through.
He did. He sure did come through. This is the second time he does that with
Carlos. They gave Alonso a penalty. We'll talk about this tomorrow. I don't even know.
DJ, the people in Boston upset that my Rebels beat Boston College last night. Just after listening to Larinaga on his show the other night saying that the Mountain West shouldn't have anybody in there over the ACC. And here's Colorado beating Virginia by 90, and then Colorado State, and then UNLV beat BC.
Boston College doesn't even register.
San Diego State's going to make the Final Four again.
They're going to get blasted by UConn, but anyway.
Yeah, well,
again,
UConn. No, Miami beat. Oh, yeah, that's right. They got blasted by them last year.
Yeah.
No, I watched that game last night. Boston College got some dudes, though.
They do.
Yeah, Quentin Post is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. But now UNLV's fun run ends to Wednesday. They play at Seton Hall, so we'll see.
Yeah, you never know.
If they win, they go to Indianapolis for the Final Four of the NIT. So.
Look at that. That's exciting.
Old Lon Kruger's son's doing okay now.
That should be exciting.
Yeah, I know. Not for anybody but me, but that's all right.
Oh, man.
Since their 30-2 women's team got toasted by Creighton.
Wow. That's right. That's right. 30-2.
30-2, you come in and then you lay an egg.
Anyways, like I said, Tuesday we've got we got F1 hitting the apex. We've got Wednesday buckets, and we'll throw in Canes on deck somewhere. Who the hell knows at this point?
Maybe we'll do it around F1 tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. That might be a good idea.
All right, F1. While we're podcasting.
Yeah, well, we might as well just throw it in there. We'll see, Rob. We'll see.
So, well, I mean, I think those two things are mutually exclusive.
Right. Yeah, no shit.
They're not really. Look, man, Blue is right. Mario, you know, has kept all of his promises. I never heard him say he'd manage the clock correctly. So,
yeah,
not yet.
That was when not one of the promises he made when he came
when in. When he does get excited.
He said he's going to install discipline. That's happened. He said he's going to upgrade the talent. That's happened. He's going to professionalize the program. That's happened. He never mentioned the clock one time. So
This is true.
Rome wasn't built in a day. So
Robbie says, you think Carpenter's going to fill Lee's shoes? It's a different type of player. I don't know if that's going to be possible. Yeah,
Matt Lee would be awfully tough. You're talking about an NFL guy as opposed to a guy who's pretty good, not great.
Right. So we'll see if he can.
Lee came in and he just took over. You know, I mean, he was a captain. You don't get the last person that did that was Russell Wilson. Yep. When Russell Wilson went from Wisconsion to NC State to Wisconsin, he walked in as the freaking captain.
That's tough to do. So it's hard to find guys like that. So
yeah,
if he can be serviceable and let the other guys shine as well, I think we'll be in good shape. So we'll see what happens there.
Thanks, Melissa. I love you, man. Thanks for your support.
Melissa, you're the best.
Don't encourage her. She's insufferable enough.
Oh, man.
I'm going to ban me from my own show now.
Get him off the show. DJ, get him off the show.
I'm trying. But
we'll see you guys next Monday on the sunny and warm 84-degree edition of the Supreme Canes. See you guys later.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.